Well, here I am, radio intern, turning the corner for our second hour, and I'm delighted to have Andrea Clemens, who serves as the Consul General of Canada in Detroit, which is a really big diplomatic job from our friends in Canada. And I think she's officially on in this new role now for like 2 weeks. Andrea, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, I think I'm on day 8.
Well, there you go. So first of all, before we get into the role itself, because I'm not sure everyone understands what a consul general from a friendly country does here in the United States, but you have such an impressive background, and so much of it is actually in the United States. Talk about what you did before you got this premier diplomatic gig.
Yeah, sure. Well, I have to say that working as the Consul General of Canada in Detroit is really my dream job. I grew up in the region, and I have family ties to the auto industry, and I really understand how important the binational region is for the broader Canada-U.S. relationship. But just before this posting, I spent 4 years in Washington, D.C., managing a trade team that helped Canadian companies doing business in the U.S. and American companies that had investments in Canada.
So as you take the reins, and obviously you're taking the reins from another dear friend of ours, Colin Bird, who served in that role for several years, and we just did a wonderful celebration of his service actually at the Detroit Regional Chamber, and we welcomed you into the new role. You know, obviously the dynamics right now between the United States and Canada are different than they have been for a while. But, you know, in my opinion, I think this is going to be very temporary. You know, how do you go about, you know, representing Canada to, you know, businesses and people here in the United States?
Well, I think really my role here is to advocate for the Canada U.S. relationship, and specifically focus on highlighting how well Canadians and Michiganders work together for the benefits of citizens on both sides of the border. There's so much really positive things that are happening in the region right here in Detroit, and we can really see those ties that we have. We manage our shared border. We're keeping our Great Lakes clean. We have a really great working relationship between law enforcement on both sides of the river. So really my role here is as a facilitator to facilitate that kind of interaction, collaboration, and really advocate for the region and the people in the region.
So let's put a finer point on that. When we think about trade, we don't necessarily think about trade between states within the United States, like trade between Ohio and Canada or Michigan and Indiana. But our trade relationship with Canada is just as close. It just happens to be another country. Can you put some numbers to how important the value of our trade relationship is between the United States and Canada?
Yes, absolutely. Canada and the U.S. do nearly $1 trillion in bilateral trade each year, which is about $2.5 billion in goods and services every single day. So I think that really says a lot about the importance of this relationship. And interestingly, this region is really important for North American prosperity because approximately 25% of the land-based trade of that $2.5 billion every day passes through the Windsor-Detroit corridor. And if I can just get in a bit of specifics, Michigan sells over $20 billion of goods and services to Canada every year. We're close partners on auto, manufacturing equipment, energy, agriculture, and Canada remains Michigan's best customer, and we hope to continue to do so.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so many jobs on both sides of the border, particularly here in Michigan, are dependent upon that. In fact, every time I see a U.S. branded minivan or a heavy duty truck, you know, I thank our Canadian friends because those are built in Canada, even though they have U.S. labels on them.
Exactly. And I think the way our auto sector is so integrated, you know, a car can go back and forth over the border more than 7 times before it comes off the production line. But Canada also is the largest customer for U.S. cars. So we purchase more American-built vehicles than the U.K., Japan, and China combined, actually.
Oh, exactly right. I mean, our vehicle fleet is almost identical these days.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I know that the people on either sides of the border sometimes don't even know that they're or recognize that they're working internationally.
So your footprint is not just Michigan and Detroit. You have a multi-state region. First of all, describe the kind of the footprint of your responsibility as Consul General.
Sure. Yeah, we cover from the Consulate General in Detroit, we cover four states. So we cover Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana.
So I assume you are ready to do a pretty big tour of all these states. Lots of car rides, lots of airplane rides.
Absolutely. And I think that all the way down the I-75 corridor, you can see evidence of the Canada-US relationship. But I do hope to get out to every state as much as I can. I'm really enjoying learning about the region and learning about the people and the politics and everything else. So really looking forward to continuing that outreach.
And so, how do you interact? Obviously, you have a diplomatic role, and I want to be very specific that, a diplomatic role is very different than a politically elected role, like a provincial premier or a someone working in Ottawa. How do you kind of balance, the politics of the day, whatever that might be, with your diplomatic mission?
Well, I think my role is not to get involved in politics at all. It's really to talk to people about the region, about the Canada-US relationship, how we can collaborate, whether there are initiatives that we can get involved in. And so I think that's the really important piece, is that I'm really focused on highlighting how well Canadians and, the Midwest work together for the benefit of people on both sides of the border. And I'm not getting involved in politics. And we really, we like to interact with people on both sides of the aisle. And we highlight that relationship in those communities and how important some of the things that Canada and the US are doing together in the communities where I represent.
Well, we're certainly brother and sister, and we
Definitely.
have been for a long time. And as I think you know, I spent some time in Canada myself. I was a professional child, living in Edmonton, Alberta. So I obviously have a very, very soft spot in my heart for Canada. Lastly, we're wrapping up here, but just a few words about the importance of the new Gordie Howe International Crossing.
We're very excited about the new Gordie Howe Bridge crossing, and really, it was thanks to all the stakeholders in the region who worked really hard to get this project off the ground. Colleagues at the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority, the City of Windsor, the City of Detroit, and organizations like yours, Sandy, the Detroit Regional Chamber, who've really championed this project. And I think it's really a generational project that's going to have an expected 125-year lifespan. So it's really a long-term commitment to the future of, I think, business in our region.
Well,
We're already seeing the multi-use path being used quite a bit, and I'm really excited myself to try taking my bike across and visiting Windsor.
that is awesome. Again, thanks for the Canadian leadership on that bridge. And thank you, Andrea Clemens, the Consul General of Canada in Detroit. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Sandy.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with Mark Hollis and Terry Rattigan.